Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong discusses the enigma of Jesus Christ and the cultural phenomenon of the Jesus movement. He also offers you a free booklet which everyone should read. It's called The Real Jesus.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. There are a lot of young people who have actually gone off drugs and on to religion. And for some of them, religion has proved to be a substitute for drugs. It's just one more cop-out. They've actually been able to lick the strong drug habit. That means heroin hunger and the tearing, gnawing physical pain that involves. So it has to be a pretty strong conviction. Turn on with Jesus and turn off drugs. Sure, it works too. Lots of them have managed to throw drugs away as a result of this modern phenomenon called the Jesus movement. And I'd like to examine it, not only as it finds expression in Australia and America, but also as it relates to the accepted religion of what is called, in modern terminology, the establishment or the system. That means big and small religious groups. Because these young people, after all, are terribly sincere. They would have to be able to lick the drug habit with an idea. But the Jesus people are not only ex-drug addicts, not all of them are by any means, some of them are. But they're all kinds of people. They're square, straight, and far out. They can be anybody, anywhere. Actually, this idea, this conviction, is only one facet of a much bigger idea. And that's what some people have called the counterculture. This is a deliberate movement to examine and challenge the basic principles and traditions that make us what we are and that motivate and shape society. In other words, they're protesting against the scene, as the younger generation puts it. It's the around. And as it turns out, many people are not satisfied with the around as they find it. So they're looking for substitutes. Not so much whole substitute societies, although they may end up with one if they're not too careful, but they're trying to patch up a mixed-up, messed-up world with a series of what you might call spiritual band-aids, a kind of a spiritual tranquilizer. They're desperately grabbing at all manner of ideas and systems to try to make the world as livable a place as they can in the face of possible nuclear extinction or whatever they worry about. Some people go in for occultism, mysticism, Eastern religions, and about all they can say for some of these movements is that they're very, very old. But they're new to them. One young woman remarked to a friend, "Now let's see, Zen Buddhism is supposed to have something that appeals to the Western mind, as if she were shopping for a spice that might go well in a recipe. Do you think it's possible that some people become involved in offbeat religions, at least offbeat to the Western mind, just because they're dramatic, or at least a little bit different, or maybe because they can be more readily understood than some of the others, like establishment Christianity included in that, by the way? Well, maybe it's because they're rejecting hollow, formal ceremonialism. Maybe it's because they're tired of the dim interior of darkened buildings with little old ladies in green felt hats. I don't know. But what people are looking for is something to fill their lives. I know that. They're reverting to all sorts of new religions. And I think what these people, the old ones as well as the young people, what everybody ought to do is to examine all facets of the Jesus story. What traditional religions offer as their version of Jesus, what the Bible says, and what they've accepted, and then find out the truth. Ambassador College has produced a study of Jesus and his life and personality, a brief booklet, only 31 pages, that you can have free. I'd like you to read this one. I've got a special reason why. I wrote it. It examines the issue simply and directly and without prejudice. It's called The Real Jesus. You can have a complimentary copy simply by sending for it. It shows you that he was not a tramp, a vagabond, or a hippie. That he may have owned one or maybe even two homes, that he was a taxpayer, and that he came from a fairly large family. You'll be shocked, but it's the truth, and you can prove it. Send for your free copy of The Real Jesus.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, The Real Jesus, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy.
Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.